Hello and welcome to this week's episodes of The Calling. Follow your spirit all the way in. I'm your host, Homaya. Join me in this journey of self-awareness, soul frequencies, and spiritual revelations. Let's fly. Hello and welcome back to this episode. Your presence is meaningful for me, and I believe that it is meaningful for so many other people. You might not even be aware of it. Just your listening, just you being in this sacred space with me. You're receiving the codes, you're carrying the codes and the ripples of the transmission is touching you and touching others through you. In the first episode, I started sharing how I lived my life. Until that point, my spiritual quest, my search, without knowing what I'm searching. I want to take you from there with me. I want to share with you a thought that I had, that I recall this type of amazement, trying to figure out. I remember that I was looking around me. I didn't know who am I speaking with. I didn't know if there's someone listening. I didn't know that there is a world beyond, because the world beyond that I was aware of was something that in my perception is part of this world. I had a missing link. I remember that I was thinking / feeling that I cannot understand how could it be that all of those birds, all of those flowers, all of those leaves, all of those stars, all of those songs, all of those kisses, all of those beautiful people, all of the things that are happening in the world sums up to a flat experience. How could it be that all of that is just for that? Just to function, just to survive. I didn't have this vocabulary at that time, but I felt the feeling that it is flat. I felt the feeling that it's not true. It's not the truth. And I was determined to discover, what is it? What is really here? What really exists? I needed to know that. So I took this decision of an Italian strike, which means I said to whomever, I said, I've invested already a few years of my life to figure out what's really going on. I've invested a few years in my life to understand what am I doing here. And as I'm not getting any answer, I'm probably not looking in the right place. And as I've been searching for so long, I have no more where to search. Sorry, done. So therefore, I'm assuming that at that time and place that I am now, I'm already supposed to be who I'm supposed to be. And I'm already supposed to do what I'm supposed to do. And as it seems that I'm not going anywhere, I'm not going anywhere. And you figure it out. And I just decided to stop everything. A complete renunciation of anything and everything that was part of my life. And I stood for that. I gave everything I had. I gave my clothes, letters from my lovers, letters from my father and my mother, photos of my childhood, books that I loved, books that I invested so much in having them, diplomas, projects, spoons, plates, every possession, so-called, that I had, I just gave it all away. It didn't take long. I just knew that this is what I need to do. That was the last thing that I could do. Like I search everywhere that exists. I had to search where nothing exists. I just gave everything away. And it didn't end in the physical possession. I had a relationship at that time. I brought it into completion. The guy was aware that this is the situation, that I decided on an Italian strike and therefore nothing going to continue to exist. And I also needed to say goodbye to my position in the agency and to the projects that I had. I found people who could take the projects, the architectural projects that I had. And it was quite challenging to say goodbye to the agency. You know, survival. What am I going to do? How would I earn money? What will happen? I invested so much. I worked so much to get this position. No one would let me go, but I had to. I remember the day, and I'm telling you, everything happened like in a few days. Once I set my mind on it, everything happened in a few days. And if you're questioning like the time differences and maybe asking yourself, you know, like, what is the link to the car, the motorbike accident? We're talking about a distance of few months, 3-4 months. So I knew I need to speak with my boss, and I was a little bit shaky. And one day I went to the agency, and the day passed without me saying a thing. It felt awkward. I said to myself, remember, tomorrow you have a job to do. And when I entered the day after, I said to myself, at the end of the day, you're not going home without speaking with him and sharing what is happening and what's the plan and what you're doing. And I was preparing myself and I was emotional around it. And I was like, you know, get the feeling, get the energy right, deliver what you need to deliver. And like, really, how far are you going to go with this Italian strike of yours? And I was ready, waiting for the end of the day. And at the middle of the day, he went out of his room. Bye-bye. I'm leaving early today, he said. And I was like, what? It's like, that is not the plan. And I felt bad. I just felt that I'm crumbling and I'm like, oh, I felt bad. It didn't feel good at all. And I said to myself, well, remember this feeling because it's a meaningful one. You do not want to feel those feelings. You don't want to feel like that. This is not what you're going for. So tomorrow, you're not going to wait until the end of the day. It's going to be the first thing in the morning you're going to do. Okay, we're doing it. And as this thought came to completion, he came in saying, there's too much traffic. I can't go back home now. I'm going to stay a few more hours. Well, those hours were a deep conversation. Yeah. I ended this position in the agency. I had nothing. And that was my nothing period. I was waking up in the morning to a nothing day, eating a nothing breakfast, going to the nothing beach, playing frisbee. That was my thing. I was playing frisbee until more or less lunchtime. Coming back to eat nothing lunch, wandering, sitting, nothing after nothing after nothing after nothing. And you know what is the beautiful thing is? I didn't wait anymore. For when I was seeking, I was still waiting for something. There was still a certain result, like something need to happen. A door needs to open up. Something need to happen. But when I gave it all away, I just didn't wait for anything anymore. I was fully present in the moment. There were no pre-judgment, preconceived ideas, no agendas, no intentions, no results that needs to happen because I just going nowhere. And it was a powerful, powerful, powerful time, a powerful life experience, just that. I feel that all my life till that point, there was a depth within me. But at that period, I start to be in contact with that depth. Till that period, I was under the influence of that depth, learning how to live with high sensitivity and unregular thinking processes. But now it started to feel different. Till one day, had a night. And that night was the night that everything changed in it. People can call it mystical experience. You can call it a dream. You can call it something very similar to a near-death experience. Although I wasn't about to die. But it is similar to all of that. It's a little bit of a dream, a little bit of a near-death experience, a little bit of a mystical, spiritual experience. But actually, truly, profoundly, what it was is a deep encounter with aspects of those of this life that I was not aware that exists. It was a deep awakening to my true nature in an irreversible way. Whatever happened there is still happening now. It never ends, and it would never end. It is just eternal, complete, full, present, luminous, tangible and intangible at the same time. The Most High, the Most Holy, the Most Sacred, where the entire system is surrendering to the truth. I want to take you there with me, and I feel that we're going to do that in the next episode. And again, what I would like to bring here now is for you to ask yourself about the sacredness of your journey. How much sacredness, how much of this holy frequency are you bringing to your life? Your level of devotion to yourself, to your journey, to your spirit, to the spirit. Thank you for listening and being part of this great conversation. You will find all the relevant links in the show notes, as well as a link to a meditation for you to feel more connected to your spirit and aligned with your soul contract. Please, if this episode touched you, leave a review, like, and subscribe. Feel comfortable to share it with your friends, family, and colleagues, because everyone has a calling.